night that came to my attention. The thought came to me from a periodical that I've read, but naturally I've added some things to it because I want to influence it with the Word of God. But I want you to understand, I want you to beware, and I think we're right on time. Amen. How many of you have ever heard the saying, you got to stand for something or you're going to fall for anything? Amen. It's to the point that people's opinions and what they think or what they feel, their emotions leads them, guides them, directs them. And that's fine if that's your choice, but what I'm saying, you cannot do that with God. We don't walk by sight, and we don't walk by feeling. We walk according to the Word of God. That's what our direction is. Amen. And so the enemy, better known as Satan or the devil or that great deceiver, he would interfere with all of that, and he would deceive and he would cheat. Amen. Let me say this before we go any further, and it's not really a part of the Bible study. It's just something I really want to convey to you right here on the sidelines. How many of you feel like you know what the Lord wants? Have you ever considered that? I know we come into the house and we know exactly what we want. Man, I could use a better job, and I'm not talking about me. I love my job. I could use a better job, or I could use a better position, or I could use better finances, or I could really use. My husband could be a lot nicer. My wife could be a lot nicer. My kids could be a ton nicer. And, you know, and we come in with knowing exactly what we want. But have we considered what God wants? Would we consider, if I was to share with you what I feel God wants? Amen. And we could certainly back it up with the Scripture, and we want to do that with everything that comes across this pulpit. To put it in a nutshell, here's what God wants. Number one, He wants the full to become empty. And number two, He wants the empty to become full. Cups that run over should be cups that fill other empty vessels. You remember the old song? You probably don't. Here's my cup, Lord. Fill it up, Lord. Why would you say that? Because He does fill our cups, and we are to empty them on empty vessels and come back, because it's His desire to fill the empty and to empty the full. How many of you are following me? Amen. In Jesus' name, when you leave this building tonight, you'll be full. But you're going to meet a ton of people that are very empty. Give it to them, because you're coming right back and you can be refilled again. So it's His desire to empty the full and to fill the empty. That's what He wants. And there are people in here tonight that need both to be filled and to be emptied. Let's just ask the Lord to help us this evening. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in this Bible study tonight, move greatly, move powerfully and mightily. Touch every life, every heart, every soul, and every individual with Your grace, Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your hope. Let the name of the Lord be lifted. In Jesus' name. God bless you. It's Bible study night. May be seated. Amen. we're going to, if we wanted to launch it, I guess we could launch it with a scripture like John chapter 10 and verse number 10. And we'll start right there, where the Word of God says that the thief cometh not but for to steal. This is what the thief comes to do. And he comes to steal. He comes to kill and destroy. Jesus has let us know that I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus gives life. The thief comes to steal. I remember the story of a lady in one of our churches, and I think they were like at a general conference. And I may have my story mixed up because I'm thinking of two of them. I think it was a preacher that was actually almost robbed at general conference. And a lady in Louisiana, she was in her home. That's what it was. And the thief broke in, held her at gunpoint, and demanded money and demanded all of this. And she said, I'm not giving you anything. And she said, furthermore, you need Jesus. And you wouldn't be doing this stuff. She said, pray with me right now. She lifted her hands and went to speaking in tongues. It broke his heart. He dropped his gun and ran. That's abundant life right there. That's abundant life. Amen. That's authority and dominion. Amen. But the thief, we know that the thief comes. We've got to learn how to resist the thief. Amen. So, let me title it, The Thief Cometh. Praise the Lord. Amen. The thief cometh. Did they help me out? There he is right there. He's coming. This world is so messed up. This world is so radical. Amen. It's just wild. It's just wild. I could tell you about things and some of you say, my goodness, that's weird. And then others would say, what's wrong with that? So I ain't going to say it. Praise the Lord. But I'm just saying this world's gone nuts. It's gone, somebody said, bananas. Praise the Lord. And we know that the thief is in a mad dash and in a marathon to murder, to kill, and to destroy. He's coming. He's coming. And so the objective is to identify the thief, especially the one in John 10 and 10, and then to be able to resist him when he comes. Amen. So this scripture, though as short as it is very intriguing. It's an intriguing passage. And it shows a great contrast between Jesus Christ and the devil himself in one verse. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus comes that he might have, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen. I want us to consider the first portion of the passage. Amen. Now, you know and I know that there are different types of thieves. There's all kinds of thieves. There are many types of thieves in the world. There are the old-fashioned thieves, the train robbers, and the cat burglars, and the jewelry thieves, and those, I'll just tell you, those cat burglars can steal all the cats they want. There's jewelry thieves. I remember a newcomer came to church, and you could tell he was a man of wealth and a man of money, and I was just a teenage boy. Or if I wasn't, I was just out of my teens, and he befriended me. He liked me, and I liked him. We just became buddies, and we'd talk every service, and we'd laugh, and all of that, and it went on and on. And then shortly after, a friend of mine walked up, and he said, "Kenny, you know about that guy?" I said, "No, I just know he's my friend." He said, "He's a professional jewelry thief and works with the mafia. He really has repented and has gotten into the church, and now they're looking for him." I want to say, who are you talking about? I don't know him. And why someone like that would want to befriend me, I don't know. Do I look like that or what? I don't know. But, you know, and so through time and through events, services, all manner of people are going to come to the church. Because this is a place of refuge. And it doesn't matter who they are, we're going to love them. Amen. But now, let me serve notice on the enemy tonight. The enemy was, he put in so much time with God until he understands and knows how to act like God. The only way he knows how to operate is through people, because he learned that from God. Amen. If the Lord's going to have revival, he's going to have us to help out with it, right? And so if the enemy is going to infiltrate the church and spread junk and just havoc and be a mess, a con artist or a liar or a thief, if he's going to do that in the church, then he's going to have to use somebody. Amen. But let me speak and just simply say this as your pastor. Amen. If your nature is of goodwill, if your nature is to get as much of Jesus as you can get, if your nature is repentant, if your spirit is simply saying, I am here because I need Jesus, I'm not playing any games, I'm not messing around, then you are going to fit well at Landmark. But if you're up to something that's no good, the Spirit will find you out, and I will too. Because we're living in a day and time much like they did when Ananias and Sapphira were alive. And when they were alive, they lied to the man of God. They lied literally to God himself. They were supposed to do the same thing everybody else was doing. They came and said they did when they didn't, and they dropped dead right there in the house of God. And some of you are probably saying, well, we'd have a great revival if people that were acting like they were making a commitment and really weren't, if they dropped dead, we'd have a move of God too. Well, listen to me, they're doing that every day. There are people that can sit right in this sanctuary and say, well, if this church don't work, I'll go to this church, that church, or I'll go to that church, or I'll go to that church. It don't matter to me. It depends on how I feel, what I think. That's death. Hello? Stand for something? Or fall for anything. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the thief is up to. He wants to steal your relationship with God. He wants to steal and rob you of your walk with God. And he wants to ultimately murder you. Make you dead and lifeless. No conviction. No feeling of remorse. No repentance. Just sitting here idle. Without feeling or knowing anything of God. That's the thief. And he's coming. And so there are different. There's modern thieves like scam artists, computer hackers, and identity thieves, and all manner of things of that sort. Amen. And so we need to identify the thief. Somebody say Lucifer. Known as also as Satan, the devil, the evil one, and the enemy of our souls. He's the thief that was spoken of in John 10 and 10. He attempted to pull his first heist in heaven, stealing glory from God, usurping the authority of God. Look at Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. How art thou fallen from heaven? This is Satan falling from heaven. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. My, my. And so this records the attempt and the heist as it offers five quotes. Five quotes. The five I wills. Amen. It bothers me to hear people, I did this, I did that. I. I heard a man, he wrote a letter and sent it to every preacher and talked about, I was this and I did this and I was leadership in this and I led this and I directed that. And I thought, I ought to send him a letter back and say, you got more eyes than a potato. But it wouldn't have done any good because he was convinced of what he was. But the enemy said, five I wills in that scripture. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. These self-elevating, proud statements of the enemy marked his failure in his first attempted heist with God. He tried to steal from God himself, stealing God's glory and taking his place. Satan did not give up in his role as a thief just because he was cast down. The next time we hear from him, he's slithering into the Garden of Eden in the form of a sly serpent, lying to Eve in his attempt to steal both Adam and Eve away from their God and their Creator. Incidentally, this attempt was successful. While Eve was deceived by the serpent's word, Adam wasn't. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. For Adam was first formed, and then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And so, it really doesn't matter, deceived or not, both Adam and Eve fell prey to that thief's evil work. He stole their innocence. He stole their home. He stole their contentment. And most important, he stole their relationship with God. I am pointing these little simple points out to you tonight to make you aware, to make you perk up, for all of us to open our eyes and see the thief is coming, but we cannot let him steal what we have from God. Amen. Thankfully, grace, somebody say grace, somebody say mercy. It gave promise of a Redeemer to come in incarnation. It was God in Christ. Hallelujah. Reconciling the world unto himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Let me give it to you on Bible study night. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He made us a way out. And you're sitting in it tonight. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? So the thief comes. The thief comes. The thief comes to everybody. He comes to everyone at any time. No one can escape the coming of the thief. He's an adversary to all humanity. Satan even came to Jesus Christ in the wilderness during his temptation. He came three different times with three different temptations. Each time Jesus answered the thief's temptation with a definite passage of Scripture. He answered temptations with the Word of God. He recited the thief with the powerful word of the Lord from Matthew and Luke. This is a great lesson for us tonight. Paul instructed Timothy and also us at the very same moment. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God is truth. Amen. Satan, again, the thief, comes to believers, Christians, apostolic Christians, with stealing, killing, and destruction on his mind. He came to Jesus in the wilderness. He will come to us. Peter wrote prophetic words about the devil's certainty to come to us when he said, be sober. In other words, think clearly. Be vigilant. Don't go to sleep. Don't get groggy. Don't get lazy. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, looking for who he can destroy. The word devour matches perfectly with the words of John 10 and 10. Steal, kill, destroy. His purpose has not changed, even though he shows up as an angel of light. Look at 2 Corinthians 11:14, where the word of the Lord says, and it's no marvel, it's no big deal. Satan himself has transformed into an angel of light. Listen, no one knows the word of God as well as this. This guy lived with the word of God for only God knows how long. And now has come to this earth as the devil himself, transforming himself into preachers, ministers of light, claiming to enlighten them, only bringing them little half-truths and tidbits of the word of God that is true and lacing it with lies and deception so that he can steal, rob, destroy, and kill. Amen. And so it is. According to Romans 14, the kingdom of God is not meat. It is not drink. It is righteousness. It is peace. It's joy in the Holy Ghost. Just as the thief robbed Adam and Eve of their relationship with God, so is he desiring to steal from the believers today. The thief wants to steal our righteousness. He wants to take away our peace and contentment. You agree with me? Amen. He wants to take that away. He wants to steal all of that, and he wants to get our joy by breaking up the wonderful relationship we have with God through the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the only hope of glory is to get him in us and to hold on to him with everything we've got. Could we just lift our hands for a moment and worship the name of the Lord and invite the presence of God back in the house? Hallelujah. 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 Matthew 24, 42 and 44. Watch, therefore. Now, this is not just with the eyes. This is calling for a sensitivity. This is calling for a spirituality for you to realize when you're in the very presence of God and when you're in the very presence of the enemy, and to know the difference. He said, watch therefore, feel it, know it, sense it, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Look at this. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Well, this house that you're looking at, it might be a little apartment, but it ain't my house. It's the Lord's. Amen. And so I am to watch after it so the thief doesn't come and steal everything that I've gotten from God when he moved in. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's coming for it. Who then is faithful? Who's wise? Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household? That's me. To give them meat in due season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the Spirit of God is powerful, wonderful, and it's mighty, but it will not infringe upon your will. And you've heard it a lot lately. We have a choice. And I choose to be the watchman over this temple of God so that the thief cannot come in and rob and steal and take away. I want everything I've gotten from God and more. How about you? Amen. So watch, therefore. Satan comes. The Bible has already depicted it and said that Satan comes as a thief into our lives with all of his temptations. But as a watchful goodman of a house, we can be prepared for his attempts. We can submit to God. This is the key. The scripture says, submit to God. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God, and we can see God draw nigh to us. The devil cannot steal from us when God, our defense, is near us. There are several other warnings in the scripture encouraging watchfulness in these perilous times. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you would simply agree with me that we are in perilous times? Amen. Amen. We used to, some of the silly, crazy, idiotic things that happened used to happen in large cities somewhere, but now they're in Lexington. Amen. They're outgrowing the big cities and moving into our rural areas. Amen. Praise God. Lord, help us. The thief is coming, and he wants to steal from us. He wants to rob from us. Dad, nothing would please him more than for you to be an alcoholic, a drug addict. And not only that, but to deny that you are and not seek any help or seek any hope. Mom, same thing. Young people, same thing. He's a robber, and he wants ultimately. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Ultimately, that's what he wants. The only joy that Satan will get out of being in hell is the fact that you might be with him. That I might be with him. Somebody here might be with him. And if that's the only joy he's going to get out of it, that's going to be what he's got the crosshairs on. It's getting you out of this house and putting your soul in a devil's hell. But I'm telling you right now, hell wasn't made for you. It was made for him. And heaven wasn't made for him. It was made for you. Amen. And so we know that the Lord is coming to take us home. But we better know tonight with a surety that the thief is coming and he wants to take that away. Let's stand. Hallelujah. And that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Romans 13:11. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, but be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. The thief is coming. But by God's grace, by his power and his anointing, his strength, we will resist. The only way we can resist is to understand that it's there to begin with. Don't ignore it. Don't be passive about it. But know it. Amen. Our God's coming to take us home. And there's a thief that wants to take that away from us. And we still, even after the Holy Ghost, even after baptism in Jesus' name. We've got to have a watchful eye. Because there's a thief. There's a thief. Now, I will admit he's not comfortable in the house. But he is other places. And so, why don't we just call on the name of the Lord and let's just build an altar right where we are, right where we stand, and let's just ask the Lord to sweep into our hearts and sweep right into our lives and to give us comfort and to give us strength. Parents, why don't you tell the thief right now that he can't have your children? Would you please tell him that? Would you? Come on. Don't let them make up their own little young minds because they're not refined and they're not skilled at it. But parents know better and parents understand and parents have wisdom and comprehension. And so just tell him he can't have your children. Tell him he can't have your family. Tell him he can't have your church. Tell him he can't have your job and all of these things that are so vital and so important. How about your relationship with God, your personal love, your personal emotions and feelings toward your God? How about your friends? How about people you're reaching out to? Why don't you tell the enemy he can't have that? He can't have that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's turn it into a little bit of praise right now together, could we? Let's thank Him for speaking to us. Thank Him for challenging us. Thank Him for changing us. Thank Him for rearranging our minds and our hearts and souls. Hallelujah. 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 There's no temptation taking you that's greater than any other temptation. There is a God. There is grace. There is mercy and there is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you clap your hands to the Lord? I want to thank you for being here at tonight's Bible study. I want you to spread the word. I want you to spread the word like a bad disease. And I want everybody to get it. Brother Tommy Batts is going to be preaching for us Sunday morning and Sunday night. And you're in for a good time. And so bring somebody with you. Amen. Be here Saturday evening for prayer. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Shake hands and be friendly. Mm-hmm.